Watson Hall presents. Wartstock 2026. Honeymoon in Hell. With Nick Marsh as the keeper of arcane lore.
It's from a collection. I've run a lot of games from called Blood Brothers, which is basically non-Lovecraftian stories based on horror films of various types. So there is one where it's a silent movie, and to talk you have to hold up a little placard. But I thought that might not work.
I really wish you'd done that.
Yeah, I'm tempted.
And recorded it and put it out.
Silence with occasional bursts of laughter and the squeaks of pens.
Well, we would have had a piano playing gently in the background. There is a potential child abduction in this scenario. I want to reassure you, for those who are treated by such things, whatever it seemed like, the child will not come to any harm. Any of you who use that fact to use the child as some kind of meat shield would immediately be so nasty.
Well, now that I won't have a happy ending.
This is a scenario where you're all married couples, newlyweds. We're set in post-war 1940s, so 1949, roughly, in America, in Florida, specifically.
Which is a same-sex couple.
It's the same-sex one.
Which is a same-sex couple, or is people playing cross-gender?
I'd like to play a man.
This is America in 1950, so there are no
same-sex
couples within the game. But here are the...
Do you want to join those dice again?
So feel free to pick. So you've got a character sheet with various indications of what sort of person they are by the actor. And then there is a little
information sheet.
So we have Robert Preston, played by a very young Anthony Perkins. Not in psycho mode. This is, think of him more as in...
Les Miserables.
He's a young naval officer.
Just bear in mind my knowledge of actors and actresses at that time is a bit shit.
It doesn't matter too much. This is a young, clean cut naval officer.
I'm really just listening to the entire run of Ribbon of Memes. You can do it for the next 10 minutes.
And his nurse, wife.
Doris Day.
Doris Day.
Doris Day.
Very wholesome. So that's the first couple.
Don't eat the daisies.
The Prestons. I'm not giving those to anyone. I'm just showing you.
Okay.
We have Graham Brady, played by Dean Martin. His profession is lounge lizard.
Right. Well, Dean Martin actually was that young for about 5 minutes.
He's a singer and may or may not have wandering eyes, hands.
And a drink, probably.
And other things.
I'm sorry, I've taken it too far. And his new wife... Lucy Brady, played by Gloria Swanson.
Interesting combo.
Famous line, what is it? I'm still big, it's the movies that got small. Anyway, she is a wealthy heiress. I can't imagine why the Lothario
married her. No, I can't either. No idea.
So they are the Bradys.
The Brady Bunch, okay.
And the final two are the artistic... couple, Alan Stokowski, played by a young Vincent Price. He's an artist, nothing to defer but a genius. He tolerates
his wife.
You know, when people say he won't suffer fools gladly, he will suffer fools, but he will make it quite clear that he's suffering. And his wife, Galenda, played by Lauren Bacall, who is a sculptress who, yes.
Smokes like a chimney.
Yes.
1950s America.
He's quite used to lifting up heavy objects and mallets and things.
We didn't actually fight back the Nazis to not smoke.
She's easily the strongest member of the party.
Wow. Okay.
On the little information sheets, it gives you a quick summary of their best skills. So that is the Stokowskis, the artistic couple, the clean couple, all-American couple, and the whatever peculiar couple you call the
Georgian couple.
Yeah, well, I'm happy to cross the line.
I fancy the Stokowskis.
I mean, you can all be cross-gender if you like.
Yeah. Well, not all of us.
Would you want to
be Lauren Bacall? Yeah, I'll be Lauren Bacall.
I
wasn't going to say, do you want to be
Robert Preston?
Although,
okay.
I always said you want to be a couple.
Okay.
Oh, we can be, I don't mind. Or you and Shim can buddy up, and me and Reynolds can buddy up.
Well, Niven isn't an option, so Vincent Price is the closest moustache.
I will go. Let me go, Lucy, then.
And he was actually a bit of an art expert.
So take your time to have a look at your sheets, which will give you a quick summary, a quote, and not so much secret information, but just a bit of stuff about
Graham,
yourself.
Oh, Graham.
Did you write these?
I modified them. I've played up some of the... I made up the quotes, because the quotes they had weren't that great. And I modified these from what they were
still swimming.
To play up the role.
That's good in the other
credit rating, shotgun, rifle, handgun.
Oh, you have the heiress.
Yes.
As written, she had no useful skills whatsoever. So I've given her some hunting, shooting, fishing skills. Her highest skill was riding, I think.
Oh,
Everglades on a boat. What? Nothing. That was a bit hard.
Don't worry, Chubbs, she won't get, they won't get far.
Oh, yeah, she's pregnant.
No.
I didn't need to know.
Can we write on the character sheets?
Mm-hmm. I have the same.
I'm going to draw a cock and balls on mine.
Oh, actually, no, you don't know that.
Yeah,
you've got the bit
of this.
You don't know.
Nobody's supposed to know this.
Damage of 103.
That's quite impressive. That's 1d3.
That's distressing.
But from a pocket knife, more reasonable. If you need a d3, I actually have a d3 with
you. Oh, do I need other dice? Damn it, I'm not on my specs.
Normally I just roll a d6, but...
What's the special?
This doesn't get much use.
For grapple?
As you all understand.
So a special is one-fifth of your...
No, the damage is special.
Oh, right, sorry.
It's because you're not damaged. You basically just pin someone to the ground.
Right. Do I need three?
I think our nurse is particularly good at grappling.
Having an 8.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Well, that's you.
That's a D3 if you need one.
How dare you?
Also got a D5 if it comes
up. Well, who said
D5? That's a D5.
Sorry.
Good old Luzaki.
Okay.
So, could we have a quick run through of who's who so that I can get names in the right place?
Yeah,
to
the
point.
Yes. You've all met in your Miami Beach Hotel.
Yes.
You're all on honeymoon.
We're all on honeymoon in the same place.
Shauna, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, I am Robert Preston, and I am a lieutenant in the U.S. Navy. Recently married, but you all know that already.
And if you're listening from England, that's lieutenant.
Well,
you're American.
Is quite appropriate.
But
listen, yeah, no, appropriate accent.
That's right. I live
well,
indeed,
other than
indeed, the only accurate accent
well,
at
no,
the table.
Well,
no, Norma Preston, trauma nurse.
My beloved.
Mm-hmm. I am Lucy Brady, you may have heard of my father.
Off the Brady bunch.
What? Not Brady's patent, Liverpool's. those things will kill you.
Not Brady's electric gun.
I am Glenda Sikowski. I'm a sculptor.
Alan Sikowski. I daub a little here and there.
Graham Brady, Junior. I'm something in music.
Say that again.
Shim is my man.
Say that again.
Graham Brady, I'm a crooner.
finger.
No, no, I wouldn't go that far.
Now, I would point out, Graham, everyone else has a skill in swimming of at least
5 feet. I have noted my skill in swimming.
One of your special skills is sinking.
Yes, if I'm aware of it.
Well, you did meet at the Miami Beach Hotel.
How have you got less than the base?
Because he can't swim.
I am base.
And you all made friends. You'd all got married on the same day. Unfortunately, just on the second day of your Miami Beach Hotel, the hotel was raided by the Board of Health. Mm. Most of the management staff are now in jail, and most of the rest of the staff have walked out.
So I didn't bribe the right person.
You could stay on, but there's no service, there's no food. You decide as you're offered to get your money back.
Oh, thank you.
For the luxury
hotel. You don't do anymore, though, mm-hmm. do
for the luxury hotel, and it is Graham's fantastic idea to charter a boat to explore the other place. A luxury boat.
Okay. No, I'm only sharing with certain
people. I like to check. It's not for me to give other people's things away.
A luxury boat.
Apart from super.
For all your cash, you chartered a boat for a fishing holiday as you explore the Everglades. The Everglades princess chugs away from Honest Elle's chartered box, and you are sure this will be a vacation to remember. So, you set off in the morning. The air is thick, like Satan's armpit. Is that the appropriate for the Everglades?
Gumbo.
Yeah. It's warm. It's sticky.
Balmy.
It's balmy. It's quite pleasant when you're moving because the wind sort of goes across. Well, that makes the sweat at least work a bit when you're moving.
It just blows it off.
The air is filled with a noise of buzzing insects. The Everglades have kind of been mapped at this time, but mapping them's tricky because every time there's significant rainfall, they're all different again. It's basically like a giant wide river with lumps in it.
Just like Mama's home cooking.
Exactly. That's where they get gumbo.
It really is a gumbo. The blonde wee sausage in there.
So you just decide to explore your way through the Everglades. It smells quite a lot of rotting vegetation. Every so often in the water, there's not so many alligators on the main tracks nowadays, but there are still a few. Anything is fair game if you wish to.
Are we staying on the beach, on the boat, sleeping on the boat?
Yeah, you've charged.
It's big enough.
There's no one else on there. There are. I've got a little map of the Everglades.
Is there any crew?
No, you're the crew.
Do great. Any of this?
How exciting!
Robert knows what to do at the helm of a boat.
Yes.
Generally, isn't he?
That's right.
And he looks very good in naval uniform. You're probably not in full naval uniform.
You'll have a skipper's hat, though, won't you?
So, as you can see, there's a nice sun deck on the top, and the wheelhouse at the front. There's three double cabins below. And then the engine generator at the back. I need to catch
the light, so I'm going to set myself up on the sun deck and get out my gouache.
Yeah, the colours are perfect. There's something captivating about the...
Primarily green, but yes.
Yeah, it's a lot of green, but there's lots of different shades of green.
This is what most non-artists miss, you see.
Alan, I didn't realise you'd be up here. Am I okay?
Please put those back on.
Well, am I okay lying down here?
Unless you've fallen and can't get up, yes, I imagine you are.
Yeah. Are we before or after 1946?
It's 1949.
So we do have bikinis, right.
I am...
Not all of us.
I don't know how popular they are by now. Actually.
Oh, they're still daring.
Very daring.
Daring.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how...
Graham, am I allowed to wear a bikini?
I wouldn't dream of stopping you, darling.
I will have a bikini on with my appearance baked.
it's real beauty's on the inside, isn't it? You have a wonderful sleep.
Well, my appearance is apparently Doris Day, so 17.
To be fair.
Mine's is 15.
Well, I'm not wearing a bikini.
No, neither am I.
I've probably got a smock and a beret. No, I have a something
not,
I don't want to get in
this
on.
Climate.
If you want to say that.
Later
on.
This
is a score of 1 to 80.
Thank you.
3 to 80, I should say.
I replenish my melting hedgehog. Okay.
Yeah.
These are all scores of 3 to 80. Except sanity.
Right.
And except these again.
Okay.
I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt and a big hat. A broad hat. Mm-hmm. Keep the sun off the face.
Very nice. Well, you're chugging slowly through the Everglades.
Any sign of any other boats?
Not that you can see. It's still relatively early in the morning.
No.
Well, there are a few when you leave the dock, but you head off. Should we just have a little piloting? I'm assuming, Robert, you're at the helm.
Yes.
I could be wrong, but yeah.
We'll leave these things refreshed.
Let's have a little piloting roll to see how smooth the ride is.
Sure.
Okay. So you should have a pilot boat skill on there somewhere.
Hopefully better than
yes,
base.
Yeah. So, it's 49.
Now, I'm going to give you advantage. This is the one thing I'm going to pinch from 7th. I'm going to give you advantage, which gets... Because you know your way around the boat, it's a very nice deck. It means you roll the tens dice first and pick the best, twice and pick the best one.
Okay.
So
which you do not actually know until you've rolled the units dice as well.
Yes, you roll the units. 0-4, oh, so it would be the other dice you roll, but as that is a critical success, because it's below 20% of your skill. Yes, like you are. I mean,
cutting
you are just,
it through barrels.
Yeah,
it's like you've been trained to do.
It's easier because you're not at sea. It's very level. All you have to do is avoid the odd bit of mud.
Nobody's shooting at you.
And gator.
It's a very shallow bottomed boat, so you can navigate through most water. It is lovely. You barely know you're on a boat at all. It's
good. I don't want any unexpected movements.
Mm. Oh, your husband's really dab hand at that.
You're
one.
On a boat of honeymoon.
I'm trying to paint. I don't want to end up in a situation like, you know, the woman trying to put on the lipstick in the airplane movies.
On the boat, there are... I mean, you haven't... Does anyone want to fully explore the boat, or... Are you
sure.
I'm focused on my art.
I'm curious.
Well, Robert, you will notice there is a gun case in the wheelhouse.
Just a...
It's locked, but whoever's driving the boat has the key.
Very good, yes.
It's quite a long gun case, so...
Uh-huh.
Rifles.
It looks like it's probably got
hunting
some
rifles,
kind
though.
Of...
Oh, how exciting.
I wonder what sort of guns they've got.
Well, you could ask Robert if you could...
Could Robert, would you mind if I just had a little look? My daddy taught me how to shoot.
We're not letting you be in here.
No, I am quite good with a gun.
I'm sure you are.
My daddy didn't teach me how to shoot, but I have been arguing with my wife. Show me the guns.
Robert doesn't seem to...
Okay.
I say it's got quite a common sort of...
Graham.
Hey, you know, I got no.
Graham.
I got no complaints about it, darling.
Oh, honey bunch.
Well, maybe Mr. Preston's, you know, feeling, you know, a little more relaxed about the boat. Maybe we can have a go with the guns when we see some alligators or something.
Yeah, we could go gator shooting this afternoon if you.
Sounds lovely. I'm not even deliberately doing a terrible American accent. That's just automatic.
It just feels appropriate. In the in the galley, there is a fire axe clipped to the bulkhead in the galley.
Why would you mention that?
I don't. Just saying this there, just in case you want. There's 4 oil lanterns around the house. There's a couple of flashlights.
Mm-hmm.
Some fishing rods, some nets.
Mm-hmm.
And a sentient record player with a stack of jazz.
Record player?
At a 78 RPM.
Oh, 78?
78.
I thought you said sentient.
No,
I thought you said sentient.
Yes, yeah, in the 50s they had sentient record players.
I thought it was 1949.
Well, yeah, so you're, unfortunately you're too early for that. All you have is a 78 RPM. I don't think this would be such an amazing anyway.
Playing music loud.
There is a stack of jazz and Andrew's sister's records.
Ooh. Jazz.
Those are choices. Jazz and Andrew's sister.
Yeah. We have jazz.
Well, it might be some of it was... Well, I wouldn't have classed them as jazz.
Do you want some in the background?
You've got some in the background, the whether you want it or not.
Potential copyright problems if we can release the recording.
Okay. Oh, so, yes.
Oh, yeah, we have copyright.
Yeah, stop.
Yeah, no. Andrew's sister's. You're not.
Somebody owes it. You did pick up a few supplies. Now, who would have been in charge of getting the supplies for the prince?
Some little woman, but not me.
Norma.
It's got to have been one of the women, hasn't it? I mean,
it's not
like the men are doing the cooking, so...
Not going out as a group, maybe?
Well, Robert has suggested, normally you should...
I mean, I'm happy to escort Norma to the shops if you want.
Says the fairy.
I'm suggesting that, you know, since obviously everybody will be taking turns at the cooking, it might as well be all the women who get involved in getting the supplies.
Yeah, Glenda, Lucy, Norma... Oh, wow. You could take an opportunity to get to know each other.
I'll buy the alcohol.
Yes, of course.
For cooking, obviously.
Yeah. Right. And the cigarettes.
And, isn't it about 8,000 filterless cigarettes, yeah, please?
Well, Norma...
I'm Lucy.
You're Lucy. Norma or Lucy, if you're just aiming for the alcohol, let's have an intelligence check from... The one of you who's most in charge. That'll be intelligence times 5.
Okay, that'll be Norma. I'm happy to let Lucy be in charge of the alcohol. I'll do everything else then.
Yeah. Okay, let's have an imp by 5 check for little Norma. Doris Tech, sorry. I've been affected by Robert's dreadful chauvinism.
Made it times 5. Made it times 4.
You've remembered pretty much everything you think. But what sort of things would you be taking on this Florida trip?
Bacon.
Eggs.
Mostly non-perishable food.
Tin food.
What refrigeration we have, I don't know, but we will know that.
Spam and eggs.
Tin fish.
Spam.
If the cooker needs gas canisters, canisters.
It's a gas...
Lucy.
I haven't told you that, but yes, it's basically a little gas stove.
Cooktop.
A cooktop, I'm married to Deer Brit.
So probably you have a gas cylinder for it.
I think you do have a gas cylinder.
It'll either be, at this time, I'll tell you what it might be, is it'll either be a pressurised primus or it might be petrol.
I think it's gas on this occasion.
It's a floating bomb, either way.
Yeah. Petrol stoves are actually really, really good. They just
the food is cooked on
they're,
oils
until they go wrong.
But
until they go wrong, they're really good.
An oil stove, aren't they?
When not
you've
being used,
generator, which basically does lights. Mm-hmm.
Cool box. Yeah. And ice.
An ice box.
There's an ice box. Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll buy a lot of ice. I mean, we'll need a lot of ice for the drinks.
Yeah. So I get a variety of fruit juices, all the basics.
Orange.
Loads of orange.
Fresh oranges.
Yes.
More tin than perishable food.
Oh, this is for drink. I'm making drinks.
Yes, I'm...
Gin, whiskey, brandy, rum, vodka, maybe.
A load of cheap war surplus sea rations.
Oh, Glenda, don't forget those little olive things.
Jar of olives.
Pickled
onions.
Pickled onions? Is that something they
have? Some vermouth.
The small sweet pickle.
Negroni martini. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, would you like to make... So, while you're chugging along, you seem to have picked up most of this, whoever's helping out in the kitchen, I'd like to cook
me.
Roll.
Not me, thank you.
I've got cooking at 22, so... I'm actually quite good at
cooking.
I will happily...
We will be taking...
Oh, yeah,
We will be taking friends to cook. I have a rotor here.
You didn't marry me for my cooking skills, sweetheart.
You're going to let Graham...
No, it's the art. Yeah.
Okay, Graham wishes to cook up something.
Graham's really good as a cook.
Norm has drawn up a rotor.
I
see you've...
Don't want to compromise the
We got some stakes for tonight.
Got the roles sorted out early on in the marriage, eh?
This boating holiday is going to be run like a hospital trauma unit. Because everything should be run like a hospital trauma unit.
I'm going
to
remind you of that.
This hospital trauma unit should be run like a boating holiday. Are you alright then, Nick? Do you need a cloth? Or a trauma unit? I think you've actually managed to get the recorder quite dramatically and the Call of Cthulhu.
It's,
and I think twice about having those cashews as well.
Oh,
yeah,
maybe
right.
The cashews.
Nice try, but I've shared your spittle.
I thought we didn't talk about that.
I know what happens on Expo, stays on Expo.
No more making the GM there.
That was it. Sorry.
While drinking.
Nothing I've ever said has had that effect before.
Sorry about that.
Oh my god.
God.
Wow.
I'm very glad we're sat down this
morning.
Yeah.
sanity checks.
Realise we're in the splash zone.
Yeah.
Sanitary checks, everyone.
Graham, if you're cooking, let's have a cooking roll, and let's have a cookery roll for the cocktail.
No.
Isn't it mixology?
That's a hard success.
You don't cook cocktails.
Well, it's the closest we have. That is a good success.
Yeah. No,
16 under 43.
Chemistry?
Yeah.
Fine chemistry. Steaks. How do you like them? Ladies and gents?
Cooked by someone else.
Oh,
excuse me, the men make the drinks. What are you on about?
No.
You're letting the men make the
drinks. When you come home, you
the gentlemen make the drinks.
The wife will have a cocktail ready.
All right, Robert,
thank you.
Are you making the drinks? As well?
We're getting absolutely set for the 50s.
Oh, thank you.
Are you all right then?
Gave you a double because of the...
All
right. That's the alcohol. Steady as nerves, for you, man?
You're
Lucy.
Just building a wall between me and
Lucy.
Oh, thank you, Han.
Sanity.
Why, thank you.
Sanity.
I'll put mine to the other side from the jar of water I'm using to clean
the
brushes.
The white spirit.
When you see Cthulhu.
I won't
be in
the first time you said it, after you spat your beer, I thought you said sanitary check.
You did.
You did.
I don't think I did.
I did.
Yes.
Oh, well, one of you is very funny.
Apparently we're interchangeable.
Oh, my God.
Now you're making him joke.
Oh, my, no,
okay.
I imagine several of us know what to do about somebody who's joking. Go through his wallet, look for loose change.
you
step
are having a lovely time. It's actually, it's better than the hotel. The food cooked by Graham is amazing.
Little salad.
The drinks are amazing. The piloting is.
I'm not that hungry, but thank you.
Yes.
In a big one.
The big chumbers.
Yours is. Your
chumber.
We possibly need to start loosening the lid to get yours.
I've got some CO2 to put in.
I wouldn't bother.
It came with the kit, so I'm going to use it.
It might go boom.
I wouldn't bother.
No, it won't.
You're not going to lose the fizz, because, to be honest, we're likely to drink the majority of it today.
Tonight.
I would like to save some for my dad to taste tomorrow. Doesn't have to be much.
Put a bit in the fridge.
You're having a lovely time. Honest Al has given you a little chart. There's a lot of islands on it, but it has said, you know, that when there's a flood, when it rains, this is going to change. So
don't rely on it.
This is just the
big. As he basically said, if the rains are heavy, moor up, wait.
No, of course he hasn't.
No, because he would say the weather's going to be beautiful. You're going to have a great time. What's the matter with you?
Trust me,
my sister.
No, that's Professor Zane.
No, no,
I think you may well be.
Oh, fantastic.
gorgeous. Oh, very good.
This is my birthday present from last year.
That is a mug fit for a GM.
To my birthday present from this year. Okay. About midday, the scenery is beautiful. You're getting some lovely... what are you
sketches?
Inspecting my... You're getting some lovely, yes, material. Occasionally you pass by, you know, the odd house, the odd farm. He's marked a few... as he would call them, old Indian camps, and some good fishing grounds, a few of which you're passing by midday.
I'm not a fisherman.
Well, fisherwoman. Drop a rod in the water.
Fisherman. Yeah, I did.
Oh, well, anyone who wishes to do some fishing?
Yeah, of course.
Is anyone taking turns at the wheel, or is it as well?
Shall we drop anchor for a bit? It's all right with everyone? Yeah,
sure.
Let's drop anchor here.
That's not a euphemism for the airplane.
No.
Okay.
You're going to show me how you drive all these right. things one of these days.
Everything is sure. a euphemism for doing a poo.
Right. Yeah, let's drop anchor and enjoy the scenery.
Really?
The let's have some fishing rolls for those who want to.
Not sure what let's enjoy the scenery is.
Yes.
if you haven't got fishing on your sheet,
I can
you
fish.
I think the base is
10%. I'm going to throw in a painting roll just to see how this is going. 61, that's less than my painting skill, so acceptable.
Looking good.
Yes, thank you. That's because I'm good at what I do.
That looks so exciting.
Let's see who gets the biggest fish.
I was aiming for tranquil.
0-2.
Not
me. That is a critical success on fishing. Assuming your fishing is... Yeah, that is a critical success. You haven't done anything but critical success.
You caught a hammerhead shark, which for the Everglades is an astonishing achievement.
Oh, it's another Japanese submarine like you read about 2 years ago.
anyone else pass their fishing rod?
Nope.
Well done, Glenda.
Glenda or Glenda?
Glenda...
Well, you should know.
Catches quite an impressive
lugfish.
Yeah.
Catfish.
It's like one of those
garbage sharks. No, because Robert catches a 1.5-foot catfish.
Is that all?
2 foot.
I thought you got a critical. You got a critical, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh my god, it is bigger than anyone else's fish. And he catches it almost instantly.
Could we say I caught a gator?
No. Oh my god.
Wrestled it. And then slid right. With that roll.
I mean, it's a good roll. That's quite a lot.
Okay.
That's a bit much.
Catfish as big as a gator.
Okay. You think it's a gator, it's that big. Everyone's like, that's a gator.
Yeah.
You pull it out. It's not a gator, it's a catfish.
Yeah.
There are plot reasons why they do.
5 foot gator. I'm going to call it a gator. We're calling this catfish little gator.
You can have a D6 plus 1 feet. That's how big your catfish is.
They don't have feet.
3 foot long. That's quite impressive.
You can
catch. No one else comes close.
Largemouth bass and tarpon. Or you can catch exotic species like the peacock bass.
You catch a peacock bass.
Oscars, whatever Oscars are.
And it is the iridescent scales. You have never seen colours like it. It's incredible. Mm. As Robert beats it to death.
Oh, and Florida gar as well. Or mudfish.
The red in particular is...
Or a lovely fish called a crappie.
Well, that's what you catch.
Nobody wants a 6 foot crappie.
I did a good roll. What do you mean I get a crappie?
I might have.
You've just been outrolled by Robert, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, I know.
Well, I guess I know what's for dinner.
Exactly. You or whoever.
It's one of those fish.
Oh, it depends where we are, whether it's fresh water or salt water.
Most of it's brackish.
How high up in the bayou are we?
Third of the Everglades is salt and coastal species water, so.
You're on a Miami Beach hotel, so you are almost certainly in the salt water.
Okay.
At the minute.
Common snook, then.
Salty.
Salty snook.
Salty common snook.
Just
and as you come to light the oil for the second time, there are no matches in the box of matches.
Huh?
Oh, hang on.
It's all right, I have some.
Everybody reaches into the pocket and
lifts. I smoke like a chimney.
Oh, that's true.
I would be astonished if there's anyone on here who doesn't at least have a box of matches.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Or
that's
a lighter. Or a lighter. Or...
And Zippos are out by now, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, you are...
All the men will have to sit there with us and be able to do this.
Light your oil. You might want to leave some matches in the box.
Yeah, I'll replenish this box a little. Okay. Looks like Al was a little careless with the matches.
Take that was all he was careless.
Oh, I'm sure it's fine.
I'm sure, so there's no fuel leak or anything like
let's
that.
Let's get this catfish going.
So you get started on the catfish. You set off
catfish
again.
In the fresh water.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
What, in the salt water bit?
No. And
or a bass.
Set.
I'm no good. I don't.
It's a fish.
Yes, you trek forward. You've got a ways to go before sunset. Well, it's a long
How many
day.
Days are we on this boat?
Well, you were on honeymoon for a couple of weeks, so you've chartered this boat for 10 days.
Jeez. Right, okay.
With two other couples, aren't you? Yeah, that's a bold move.
Yeah, isn't it, just...
that's the optimism of the newlywed right there.
You sail past a little jetty with a sign painted, whitewashed, I guess, and then painted on top. Clancy Family Farm Shop.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Knickknacks and tourist tats. What would be the correct term? I can only think of tat.
Oh, Robert, can we stop?
Souvenirs.
A speciality. Souvenirs. A speciality. Three exclamation marks.
Oh, why not? Sure, let's...
Oh, Robert! Could we stop here?
Sure, Lucy, all right.
They've probably got authentic Indian things.
I saw when I was out earlier, your local tap shop just down the hill has a Mad Max poster.
Yes, it's been there for a while.
Did they see you coming?
that's the shop we went in and he took us into the special room in the back where he had a large swastika.
Oh, yeah, I remember you telling us about that.
That's also where he had the resonating ukulele.
Yeah. Oh, that's the one.
Yeah.
That's the shop. We also have
so resonator ukulele and swastika.
Yeah.
And the Victorian death masks that he said were wax masks used for training doctors because you would paint diseases on their faces and then you have to diagnose them.
He did say that.
That is not a thing I've heard before.
No, it's not a thing I've heard either.
Not a thing anyone
has heard. Makes you wonder about that ukulele, really, doesn't it? I mean,
yeah.
Is it a Tillingaff resonator ukulele?
It's,
okay, that's another adventure right there.
Yeah.
Well, he had another poster that he had the most awful picture of, like, a couple, like a semi-nude couple.
Yes, in an embrace.
Which we were going to buy for a joke to put in my mum and dad's room.
Yeah.
But he wanted 200 quid for it.
If it was 20, we would have done it.
It was
a massive
engineer. 200 quid for a joke is
no,
yeah.
We're not.
If it's a good enough joke, but you know that's a commitment. Yeah.
Okay, you bring the boat to a halt, and middle-aged, slightly greying woman comes up to the jetty as you pull up and extend your umbilical.
Gangplank.
Well, usually for a line ashore, and then they tie it off to something. But,
you know. Oh, yeah, okay, yes, that's what happens, yes. They tie you up to the jetty. Is that the right
The boat.
Yeah,
yeah,
the
boat.
One.
They strap you onto the jetty in the same place you to shoot nigger at.
Worship the crocodile
Ahoy
god.
Ahoy there!
Oh, hello, honey!
Well, I think this fish needs to stew for another hour or so. So.
All right. Well, we thought we'd have a gander around your.
Oh, Graham, you're so good. At
souvenir
this.
Shop. Is that?
Oh, sure. Right, come on up. Come on up, all of yous.
All right.
Take a look.
Young holidays. Fine boat you have there.
Be oh, shame if anything happened to it.
As we light our cigarettes while walking down the bank of a petrol-driven boat.
No one get the bigger of the augers. That's just
she talks the whole time you're walking up the jetty too. It's just a little room filled with knickknacks. There's a few supplies of anything you've forgotten. You haven't actually really forgotten anything.
Matches.
Matches.
There are matches.
We'll buy some matches. Kitchen matches rather than the little ones we've got. Some bigger matches.
Nice long meal.
And you have a look around the suit that there's like a gator heads. Gator skin boots. Gator soup. There's a sort of a theme.
Now, wouldn't that go beautifully above the fireplace?
Get you a nice gator wallet, honey.
Sadly, little to put in it.
Oh, look at it, that darling bag.
There's manatee.
Just bit my hand off.
Backpacks.
There's a what?
Manatee for a backpack.
Oh, the huge manatee.
I assume that's extremely expensive for obvious reasons.
Well, no, because it's a fake, so it's much
too cheap. Yeah, fair enough.
Look, anything you can. I don't know what sort of cheap tourist tat they would have in the Everglades.
In the late 40s.
Yeah.
You're going to probably get
ammo.
A lot of moccasins.
Ammo.
And fake tomahawks and things.
Oh, yeah, there's
in
the
tourist job.
Oh, yeah, in Florida.
Okay.
So that you could shoot the gators.
I look at some of the
oh, there's lots of fishing bait some impressive tackle.
Yes, I remember a shop in Maine I went into, and it was the middle of nowhere, and the ice cream and the tubs of night crawlers were in the same freezer. It's like, yes.
So you folks there all know each other, do yous? You? Yes? Whatever I say.
I don't think she's a New Yorker.
Most of the population of Florida are New Yorkers.
Yeah, but we all just got married.
Oh, what? Were you Mormons?
No. We're three different couples.
Oh, I see.
And I will immediately go into the whole history of...
Due to a hilarious mix-up with the paperwork.
Now let me put you and you together.
That's right.
And
yep.
You,
my Norma here.
And you together.
I'll be standing there with my billiard pipe in my mouth.
Yeah, you too.
Looking like an artist.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy anything you want. Enjoy the show. Enjoy the Everglades. They're spectacular.
It's so beautiful here.
It's incredible, isn't it? It can get a bit sweaty, but. We're used to that.
Have a look around, you know. Poke at the birds.
These read aloud sections
really
have come
very,
on quite a lot.
I'm wondering if I can do an incredibly tasteless, Native American-themed performance. I'm looking at all of these moccasins and tomahawks and going,
Oh, you could definitely get some very...
The chances of these being actual tomahawks. Obviously, I don't care.
Yes.
Yeah. It is.
Nor does anyone else.
Spectacular, the degree to which I do not care.
If you're dealing with Everglades, is that Seminole Indians?
It is the Seminole of your absolutely. Okay. Some of them were fully known.
These days, I'm just happy for Sammy. That's not
is it hot in here? Yes, it is. It's
very hot.
Okay, well, you pick up a few bits and bobs as she's ringing up the till. Hey, say you guys, she puts particularly on Norma because you're the prettiest and youngest. Just be careful, stay near the main channels, you know, there can be some strange things that happen in the backwaters. Well, it was only a few years ago there was murders happening.
Oh, really?
Is this really a stay on the path moment?
Yeah.
Where the womb lies. A whole raft of murders on one of those little islands.
Mm-hmm. All right, I didn't hear about that.
Well, it wasn't that talked about. His name was Alex or Alec Phillips, Philpott, something like that. Killed a woman and two or three men as well. Ended up in a swamp.
Did you get much repeat business?
Say again.
Did you get much repeat business? It was like the gym.
Yeah.
Do you scare off your customers?
Oh.
No.
When you say Alex,
Yeah.
Do you know what this guy looked like?
No, I didn't hear any of it. I mean, I've already said too much. It's best to, you know. I won't tell you where, you know. You shouldn't be bothering folk about their tragedies. That wouldn't be Christian.
What, to help people avoid being murdered wouldn't be Christian?
No. Well, no, it's just, you know, someone who died, you know, as mean as that, well, I imagine they won't rest easy in their grave.
Well, this Alex guy's arrested now, isn't he?
No, he died in the swamp.
He died in the swamp?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, that's all right.
Oh, yeah, but...
No problem.
You know, the way he died... Oh, I said too much. Anyway,
apart from the way he died.
Yeah, well, you know.
Seems a little bit of a tease to leave that to our imagination.
A sort of a taciturn, tall gentleman kind of towers outside the shop door. Spits down onto the ground, says, he were a murderer, right? But no man deserves to die like that. And then he walks off back to the farmhouse.
Right, oh, this is going to piss me off.
Jed, you shouldn't be scaring the tourists like that.
Died like...
Like how?
Just tell us how he died.
Anyway,
did he get
all
eaten by an alligator?
Oh, I couldn't.
Chewed up by a boat propeller?
Oh, my goodness.
Bludgeoned to death by a TikTok customer? I mean, what happened to him?
Well, I should be getting on this cows to milk.
What's
that? Up in Wisconsin.
It's a long commute.
Have to catch the train. Yeah, exactly.
Right. I
got to
get on the...
No wonder this timeshare was so cheap.
I don't know. Corn. So she ushers you out to the shop at this point. You all have a great holiday now.
Well, that was peculiar.
Yes,
what a lovely bag. What a lovely bag.
It is a nice bag.
It is a lovely bag.
I'm just looking to make a list of horrible ways to die in the swamp. Hey, it's a really long list.
And quite a few of them can end with you being made into
a handbag.
Accessories.
Mm.
Why don't you check on my cat?
Let's have a cooking roll. To see
I rolled previously and it was a 13.
Well, it is exactly tender enough. It's
beautiful.
Perfect. The whole
salt and pepper. Yeah.
The whole cabin smells of fish. I would like a constitution.
I'm not going below deck.
As soon as you get on the boat, I'd like a constitution. Times five.
Do you have a fish problem?
Con times
five.
I'm all right.
Okay. I
might go on the top deck, honey.
Well, lost her sea legs already, eh?
Well, it's been very steady, but it does smell of catfish.
Yeah, look, we can open this up though, can't we?
Oh, that smells so lovely. I could just eat up the smell alone.
I'm smoking a cigarette on the top deck.
Quite right, too. You only have matches.
I'm just pacing myself. The afternoon wears on. You round a bend in the river, and there, Robert, you find it blocked by a state patrol vessel.
Oh. What's going on here?
So there's a couple of officers on board, and they've got one of them's got a pole, and he's poking into the river. And the other's got a net that he's sort of casting in and pulling it through. And as he looks up, he sort of flags you down in a nautical way.
Oh, right. So I might veer the ship over a safe, reasonable shouting distance so that two of us can chat a bit.
Well, you easily know how to do that. We've got the cut of this boat, Jim.
Yeah.
So
what's going on here, fellas?
Hey there. You tourists?
Yeah, we're not local, we're not from here.
Okay, you haven't seen, everyone up on deck, please.
Yeah, alright, yeah.
Stop. I'm already on deck.
Yeah, we're on the sun deck, I think.
So, I might call down to Graham and...
I stop opening things of vegetables.
Yeah.
Norma, darling.
Nobody drains vegetables like you.
Already there. I will come up after helping Graham with his vegetables.
Well.
We are honeymooners.
Yeah, she's just.
And you're the actual. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, I was going to say, that's appropriate.
It's all right, she's just creaming his corn. There's nothing wrong with a young lady helping a man with his niblets.
The chief introduced himself as Chief O'Grady. Hello there, fellas. So he doesn't board your ship, but he is just counting. Yeah. He's mainly addressing you, Robert, because he feels like you're the captain.
Got the hat
and
on.
You've got the little hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just actually looking...
Gilligan's Island all of a sudden, isn't it? Skip it.
We're looking for someone, little girl, I'm afraid she's gone missing from a farm just up the road, the river, bayou, the water.
Yeah.
Mary O'Toole. You seen anything? Anyone like that?
No,
we have not seen anybody on the water.
No, no, we just stopped at the shop.
Upstream.
What does she look like?
She's a little girl. She was wearing a green dress. Short blonde hair.
We haven't seen any little girls. What does it matter what she looked like? We haven't seen.
We'll see you later.
Well, yeah, we could just ask what her name is. Mm. Hey, little girl, is your name Mary? Oh, the police are looking for you. You're in trouble.
Anyway. You know.
Okay, her parents are real worried, so if you get any hints of anything, we'd appreciate if you could take her to the nearest farm, maybe find a telephone.
Was she in a boat or something?
No, she lives in one of the farms upstream. She just disappeared from... my parents real worried.
Okay. Well, we'll keep an eye out.
Yeah. Appreciate that, sir.
Yeah.
When she wander
bring her shore.
He has a slightly military bearing. You get to see he's been in the Navy.
Yeah. He was probably Coast Guard.
When did she wander off?
A couple of days ago.
Could be a long way by now.
Dead.
I was going to say, it's like the ice cream man, but no, it's not. It's your time though in the kitchen.
Okay, well, you folks have a good holiday now.
Hope you find her.
There's a gale up on the west coast there. There may be some stormy weather incoming. You may want to moor up overnight in the lee of one of them their islands up ahead.
Oh, okay.
Good thinking. Thank you for the tip.
Thank you.
You may want to batten down the hatches, so to speak. As we naval folks say.
Ah, right. I'm not a nautical man myself.
No,
it's quite the mistake.
Like, you know, if you had...
Oh, how exciting.
Batten them down. Yeah, I understand what a batten is.
Yeah, it's kind of cake from Germany.
Yeah.
Tricky to make. Pretty tricky things to make.
It has a checkered history.
Mm. Okay.
Pretty good.
Have a good old trip there, y'all, if that's a thing, I would say.
As much as holiday is, I think, probably.
Yeah, I think it's pretty standard Alaskan.
Yeah, he's almost a continent. Okay.
Continue.
Where is your own path? Is there anything any particularly want to do?
Well, I'm going to pack up the easel and stuff, because I'm just going to sort of keep a general look around, just... contemplating this young girl who might be lost out here.
Yeah,
could you make sure you open the porthole, the windows in the cabin, please, honey?
Officer,
well,
that fish smells awful strong.
There is a gale coming in from the west.
Well, probably best if we don't open just at the moment.
Yeah, you may
keep the door, shut until later.
Oh,
yeah, well, at least more up in a sheltered spot tonight.
Yeah, all right. Well, that would be thicker into the Everglades, I'm afraid. Is everybody okay with that?
Yeah,
sure.
Any problem.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah, well, don't let it spoil your holiday, folks.
No, certainly not.
Yeah, it probably won't be too bad.
Yeah, a little storm, that's not going to be a problem.
So I might go do my semen thing for the next 10 minutes or so. Is that...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. the look on Nick's face.
Okay.
3 days missing. Ah, she's halfway down a gator by now. And yet I have the strangest feeling she's going to turn out to be all right.
Small child, kidnapped. Mm, yeah, nothing wrong with the small child.
I will dish up.
She's just lost.
the afternoon turns to evening. You have sundowners. You probably don't call them that, but you have little drinks up on the deck. As you're doing so, clouds start to blow in a little bit from the west. It's still hot as a badger's scrotum, but it's, you know, there are occasional rumbles of thunder.
We have to use American metaphors. It's hot as a wolverine scrotum.
Yes,
oh, they
okay,
have.
Yes.
Don't they do have types of badgers?
They are honey badgers.
There are. I thought they were African.
No, honey badgers are in Africa.
Yeah. Okay,
but there
honey
are
badgers are in Africa.
There are American
they
badgers.
The lions.
And they look about—they look about as much like a, you know, a real badger as a honey badger does. But there are, I think, if not there are dozens, if not hundreds of things called badgers around the world,
like American robins,
and end up being called badgers.
They look like when they were in Europe that they just named that because
yeah, robins in America are a very good example. They are just huge birds with oh, they've got a bit of red on them.
Yeah, that's called an American robin. Okay,
that's just because they probably just murdered a child, but yeah.
To be fair, British robins would try and murder you if they could.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and they could.
Mm.
I have robins posing for photographs.
Through the Everglades,
yeah.
The thunder gets louder and...
Lightning.
And then there's kind of a crackling noise, and those of you on deck see... Basically, a wall of rain approaching.
Whoa.
Oh no! Let's get inside.
Robert, we need to hole up somewhere.
And
I think he was already planning.
I say, dampen the stove.
I make my con roll.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
Robert had already been on the lookout for a sort of sheltered. It's slim pickings in these areas.
Is he?
He's not played by slim pickings.
Sorry.
You can make the seaman roll for Robert.
Piloting roll, you know.
Let's say seamanship.
It's a 27 out of whatever.
Just don't call it a seamanship. I know it's a pleasure craft.
Yes, that's under half. So he finds a quite nicely sheltered grove.
Cove's the word I think I'd use.
I mean, it's not like no one here is deep. It's not like rocky. It's not like you're going to get dashed against anything.
Just lots of trees.
Yeah, but it's more sheltered.
That are made of wood and have lots of roots and.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not very familiar with the Everglades.
Do we tie the boat up?
Mango.
Yes.
Mangrove swamp usually.
Yeah, so you probably want to. I mean, you've got the anchor, but if you want to tie the boat to a few nearby trees as well.
Yeah.
What have you done about the stuff on the deck? The sun.
We brought it all away.
Okay, as you're doing that, who's doing that?
Not me.
I think I would have done it because my Graham's cooking.
They're quite heavy.
In which case, then I will ask. I will look pitifully at Glenda until she actually.
I'll help.
Let's have a con roll.
Yeah, I'm probably tying the fore and off mooring lines.
Right, yes.
Because knots.
Yes, I make
strength.
My con by five, presumably.
Yes.
Yeah, you're fine.
Particularly thoughtfully on my pipe.
Yeah, you look really. It's quite dramatic, if you could paint yourself.
Turn, cast an eye towards the storm.
With the storm coming in the background.
I'm considering the composition for tomorrow.
Amazing. You do no help.
Well, I've already taken the easel down and everything and put that in my cabin.
Put his own stuff away.
Yeah.
I did that.
Everybody else.
I did that a while ago.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Alan, honey. Could you fetch the cushions?
Want something soft to fall on? Certainly. Another couple of puffs.
You've been cooking? What is your...
I've cooked. So I was getting ready to serve up when the storms kind of hit. So
okay.
I'm making sure everything's, you know, nothing's going to get knocked over. is there a table to eat on?
Oh yeah, there's a table down.
Yeah,
there was one up on the sun deck.
Yeah.
Got it packed down.
I'll be making sure everything's, you know, nice and secure in case of storm.
All ship shape.
With the planes.
Yeah.
Well, let's have Graham. Let's have a...
sounds good.
May I look at your character sheet to see how good you are. I guess it's like mechanical repair sort of stuff.
39?
No, that's a terrible mistake. So you feel Like, you've done a great job of battening everything down.
Yeah.
You've tied everything up. I mean, now back to this door anyway. So,
I shut all the doors. It's fine.
You've thrown a towel over the stove just to make sure no water splashes on it.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. It's fine.
Turn the stove off.
No.
Pumped it a few times just to be on the safe side.
And Norma, let's have some kind of knot tying. I don't know. I'm almost going to let you use first aid, but it's that kind of. It's basically your job to hold things down and tie things up. And
yeah, they're usually more squirty.
Yeah. I mean, you're not suturing it together, but it's part of your job to tidy up after the doctors and that sort of.
38 out of 55, yeah, no problem.
So you managed to, you're pretty sure you helped secure the boat. As you're doing that, as Robert is bringing the ship to a halt, the storm hits. And it hits like the shits, as they say in Florida.
Sure, that's not what they're saying.
Solid wall of rain. Anyone who was outside at the time is... If they weren't already soaked with sweat, they are now soaked with rain.
Thank goodness I was taking in some cushions.
Yes, it is very windy. The boat starts rocking about.
Close, make sure the
doors
are
closed. Oh, my hair! I grab for the wine glasses.
Grab for the vodka bottle.
Almost immediately, Graham, you realise you've done a shitty job. The drawers swing open.
Cutlery everywhere. Frying pans.
In fact, let's have a dodge roll for Graham as a frying pan flies across the.
Ow!
Out and bonks. Who else? Is anyone else?
Oh, we're
in
a sitcom.
No, I'm in our.
You take a point of damage and you say some words that you're very glad Lucy doesn't hear. Unless you're in the middle.
Darn. What the heck?
You were having a board game.
Flip that.
With the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they were both saying, what the hell? And damn it. And like Shauna and Jenna, the our American housemate, were just absolutely stunned that the kids were allowed to say damn and hell. They were like, why isn't Nick telling them off for that?
Yeah,
and you said it's not fucking worth it.
I was going to go one worse than that, but I won't. Yeah.
I don't put these things on the grave, you know.
Yeah.
Just words.
The sky is rapidly darkening. This has happened just.
I'll get a torch.
Pretty much as sunset. You have one of the flashlights. There are two on board. You don't have a torch.
A flashlight, then.
But you have a flashlight.
You could make a torch.
You could. Absolutely.
It may not be the best time.
And the boat starts rocking about in the...
I'm going to sit on the floor. Because then I can't fall over.
In your cabin?
Yeah.
Okay, I'd like to know where everyone is at this point.
So I've come from outside.
I am
wet.
Yes.
I am bedraggled.
Oh, Lucy, get into the cabin. You've got to get changed.
Oh, yeah.
You'll catch chill.
Yeah, I'm cold because I was wearing
so
not very much.
Where? Oh, yeah, you were wearing your little yellow polka-dot bikini, weren't you?
So,
oh, yeah.
Where's the galley?
The galley is at the front under the wheelhouse.
Okay.
And what's that space
in
the bows?
Whereabouts here?
Other end.
The front.
Oh, sorry, that's the hold. Cargo.
So basically, we don't really have a covered space that we're all going to be comfortable in, do we?
Well, the cabins.
But that's separate.
There's nowhere to sit and eat inside.
Well, the galley, but it's cramped if you're all in there together.
Yes.
The idea really is you cook in the galley and you take it up to the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think the answer is going to be for me in our cabin.
In our cabin.
Okay.
What a shame!
It's
our first night on board.
Well, you get changed. I'll bring the fish in with
me. It's quite exciting.
At the moment,
I'm cold and wet.
Bit
I'm not
of
very excited.
Playing, you know, the lusty princess and the
too cold.
Stormy princess.
Too cold for that at the moment.
I will try to. If I've managed to salvage the food, I will try to take it to the cabins for people.
It's very rocky. You're going to have a dex check to carry this stuff to people's. Cabin.
Easy, 09.
Okay.
Put
so there is a
I'm used to weaving my way through the lounge.
Yeah.
The fact that you're an incorrigible drunk,
unpronounceable drunk,
is helping the floor.
Exactly. Just like that.
The floor really is swaying.
There, you get to the what's your surname? Chance, I've forgotten.
The Stokowskis.
The Stokowskis' cabin.
Possibly
the
Stokowskis.
There's a knock on the door as the cabin rocks from side. The lights flicker on and off a little bit.
Flashlight.
Got your fish.
Oh, thank you.
Not for me, thank you.
I'll take it in anyway. Fish, darling. It's fresh.
No.
Eat it while it's hot.
I will have a small amount of 0.6, so... You know.
Okay, oh, you're right. Then you,
all right.
You think you probably, weirdly, there's something about it's less annoying than the monotonous chugging somehow.
Yeah.
And you haven't
eaten
all day.
I'm not entirely sure about the cream corn, but the rest looks delicious.
Mr. Preston, Mrs. Preston.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Robert's having a little rest. He's been tired out from...
Yeah,
and he is very used to this kind of stuff, so he's on his bunk asleep. You don't have a bunk. You have a double.
I would hope so.
A double bunk.
I will fetch the stuff and the last plate and bring it over to you, of course, darling Lucy. Lucy, you're decent. I open the door without waiting for you to reply.
I know you're not. And you come out.
One of these days I'll catch you.
Are you eating the
fish?
Oh, this should be like who didn't have fish for dinner?
I'm having the vegetables.
Yeah.
Bell of the right, that's exactly what I'm just saying. Thatcher's sitting there, you know.
And the vegetables, they'll have
to say. Spitty image, bless them, magic.
You come out of your cabin,
mm-hmm.
Out of the president's cabin,
mm-hmm.
with your plate of food. That's when the lights go out.
Oh.
Completely. There is a and all the lights.
Oh.
I have a flashlight.
So you're all right in your cabin.
Yeah.
I didn't have the other flashlight. I'm going to guess Robert.
Robert seems sensible enough to have one.
Mm.
To be honest, Lucy and Graham are not that.
It's not the first thing.
No, it's not our thing.
I'm going to leave it. You could have left the engine running, but you would need someone on deck in the wheelhouse keeping it
going. I think I'm going to try and make my way to the galley and get some candles.
If I hear you open the door, someone there?
What? Yeah, it's alright. There we are. I'm just going to look for some candles.
At this
and now I can't see.
Well, what you do see, so you're both, let's have a look at the floor plan again. You're both below decks.
Over here.
Oh, lovely, yes. That's a nice little sketch of the...
I wish I'd done it myself.
So, Alan... Mm-hmm. Alan?
Alan.
Which, you're in the middle cabin, for sake of argument, and you're just outside the other cabin.
Mm-hmm. Heading to the galley.
There's a flash of light, which illuminates the whole corridor.
Mm-hmm.
And let's have some spot-hidden checks for both of you.
No.
22. Spot hidden is on there somewhere. I'm not wearing my glasses.
I think it's 25.
55, apparently.
Oh, you're very good at spotting. Mm. So, Graham is looking the other way. You are about to turn towards the galley, but just so happens, as the lightning flashes, it illuminates the whole place, including the stairs. You are pretty sure something is coming down the stairs.
Right. So
something humanoid.
So there's a chap coming down the stairs. So if it's not
someone,
if it's not Graham, that's presumably Robert then.
No,
except Robert's still, as far as you know, in the cabin that he just left.
You see enough of this thing to tell that it's got a tail and a very big head, but it is walking. That is not.
Maybe Lucy, then.
You pat to your image.
Oh, you bitch.
You passed your spot hidden well enough that...
What the devil's that? I say, pointing in the dark past... where am I? Graham.
Catfish.
No. And incidentally, that's not a saltwater fish. What was that on the stairs coming towards us?
What's wrong, honey?
says the lady with the flashlight.
I'm going to go back. Can I borrow that for a moment?
Sure.
Lock the door after me. Got a torch now.
Are you still holding the plate?
I'm not really sure what to do at this point. I was bringing the stuff to Lucy.
Yeah, it was our food.
So you're standing a bit confused. There is a quiet woof from the deck.
Ooh. Oh, it's like playing Traveller again.
A peculiar smell.
Oh. Burning smell.
Oh.
And at the same time, you flip the torch on and point it down the corridor. Which illuminates a tall, scaled, green crocodile creature. Okay. Alligator man is the best thing you can think of. It's got the head of an alligator.
Surely it's more likely to be an alligator standing up.
Yeah, it's not a man at all.
It's got much longer arms than any alligator you've ever seen.
I'm not an expert, though. They're usually mostly covered in water.
But it's standing on its hind limbs, which look very like legs. It is, just the shock of seeing it. Like, you instantly turn it, it is much closer. It is, like, within 5 feet of you. Let's have sanity rolls from both of you.
My favourite.
It's very dark in here, honey.
No.
You're going to be long.
I have very low sanity.
50 yaha! Yeah, I've got 54 sanity points.
What the blue blazers?
And I've rolled 57.
Oh, okay. I was expecting you to say you've rolled 55.
Oh. No, okay. I don't sand do loss for both of you.
Oh, gosh. Golly gee.
One.
What? It's dark.
Oh, just for a minute, I was a little scared.
You painted worse looking things.
Well, this is going to be great. If you forget it to
pose. I feel like at this point I would probably throw the fish at it.
That seems like a good reflex, actually.
Yeah. That's my natural. When I feel vaguely threatened by things and I'm holding food, I think my natural thing is first throw the food at it. Then leap out of a window.
It's probably somebody trying to throw you out of a bar or something,
exactly,
or a jealous husband. So
exactly. Yeah.
Well, let's go.
I've already got my trousers on.
Combat round.
So you're ahead of the normal.
So you all hear a
crash.
A crash.
And no doubt a yell.
Let's
what the blue blaze is.
Yeah.
We're going. Yes. You see light illuminating under the door, so obviously he's turned the flashlight.
Possibly a what the same.
Anyone
hill?
Dex 18 of you two?
Oh.
Well, who's got the best dex of you two?
I've got a dex of 18.
Alright, what are you doing? You flick the light on.
Well, flip the torch. I'm presuming it's like a 4D cell type of.
Oh, yeah. Really chunky
thing. It's going to be a metal tube. I'm just going to be whacking it over the snout.
Okay, let's have an attack roll.
So, what kind of thing am I using here? It's a melee. Is it melee? Is it under combat? Keep flipping between these games.
No, there isn't a melee.
I've got a club.
But you're particularly good at it.
Okay.
Yeah, tragically, I don't have anything more.
Hand-to-hand attacks. Large club. Small club, like nightstick size. 25% would be your biggest chance.
Oh dear. 15.
Well done.
Wallop. You chub it right in the mouth. I mean, it's a big mouth, so...
I'm hoping to get a tooth. And what does that do?
D6. A D8 plus your damage bonus.
A D8? And I have a damage bonus
a D6, but...
of none.
Oh. That's better than my minus 4.
What?
Okay. Possibly chipped a tooth there. The back foot.
But it's got a tail.
No, he's on the back.
Oh, he's on the back.
It's on the back tail. You smash the torch into its face. It doesn't seem to bother it at all.
Oh, it's a bit hard to tell because the torch is obviously not on at this stage.
You look really scary. The torch turned on. So it makes a sound as well. So you smash it. You feel it connect. You know it's sort of a glancing blow. Green.
Flynn.
Not fleeing.
No, no.
Just
no.
To be clear.
So, looking at this map, okay.
Yeah.
It is between us and the stairs.
It is, so when you first saw it illuminated by lightning, mm-hmm. it was about at the top of the stairs.
Yeah.
It is now about on a level yeah. with the middle.
So, cabin. Crucially, it is between me and the exit.
Yes.
So, I'm going to throw something at it.
Okay.
We can't get to the galley, can we? Because it's.
The galley's behind you.
The galley's behind you.
Behind you, yes. You
oh, it is.
Get to the galley.
No, that's where I was originally heading.
There's a fire axe.
Hmm.
There is a.
Yes, I noticed Chekhov's fire axe earlier.
Oh.
Yes, there is. So there's a door at the end of the cabin and a galley. From there,
ooh,
you could climb up out of the...
And find the...
But you see, galley is full of, you know, pans and knives and things.
Yes. Mostly on the floor at this point, I'm afraid. But,
yes, one
brilliant.
Of them is on...
Try not to fall over.
There's a big frying pan.
Graham, well, let's have a throw roll.
That is throwing. That is nowhere near, but it's makes a loud crash.
You, illuminated perfectly by the torch, see Graham just throw the plate. I mean, Sam rolled because that's lovely food.
No. Oh.
I feel terrible about it. It
wasn't my lovely food, mine's in the cabin.
Well, that's true. yes, it's your food.
Lock the cabins!
The ship, the plate's shattering.
What's happening?
Lock the door, honey!
Alan, what's going on out there?
We've been boarded.
There's an alligator.
Oh my god!
And he doesn't like corn.
This is the point at which we discover your screaming is the secret weapon that will drive them off.
Okay, you all hear. This is enough to wake Robert up. There's a smashing noise outside, and then a creature lurches towards. Alan. It says.
Flee.
It does.
Dodge and flee.
I'm holding a vodka bottle in my hand by the neck.
Well, I don't know if this is quite the time, but, you know, you do you.
I'm going to open the door, preparing to hit whatever's out there.
It misses you by a gnat's whisker. It scratches into the wooden panelling to the side of you. The splinters, the cracks... There's fecal emission from you as the mere...
Now, I'll play the character, thank you.
Thank you. All right, in that case, you're in control of your instinct.
Thank you.
But
I soil myself lavishly.
Please don't.
It lurches towards you. Okay, everyone else is now free to act at this well, we're going
how big are the portholes?
The
is the question
round,
everybody's thinking.
We'll go off dexterity order. So, dexterity 18?
18.
Okay.
I'm shouting, having shouted everybody to close the doors, I'm going to try and let Graham know. Come on, Graham, to the galley! And I'm going to run to the galley.
Right, okay, so you're dodging out of the way.
Yeah.
I'm heading to the galley.
Absolutely.
It's already attacked, it missed. You took the opportunity when it was off balance to just...
crap myself.
Barrel into Graham. Now, Graham's in the way.
Oh, then he's got to die, obviously.
I'm a small man. I will.
Well, Graham, what's your dex?
My dex is 15.
So you have to wait till Graham acts before, and then you can follow him.
This could be my death, you know.
Is anyone 17?
No.
16? Yes.
Okay.
Go for it.
I'm going to open the cabin door.
There's a torch sort of... Where's the torch still in your hand?
Still in the sound.
Yes, it's now pointing the other way because I'm running
actually,
the way.
You can't really see it. You don't need to make a sound.
Oh, well, I make it.
You see your beloved is holding a torch sort of pointing... There's some shape in front of him right next to you, basically.
I hit it.
Fine. Okay.
Good luck, Graham.
I'm holding a vodka bottle.
Okay.
By the neck, and I just crack it on the head.
Let's have a club roll.
Large, small?
It's a small club.
Okay. 0-1?
Well, that was a lovely scenario.
Well, that will be double damage.
So what is it, D8?
D6, because it's a small club, plus your damage bonus, and then double it.
Which, tragically, is probably not worth it.
No, she's got a damage bonus.
Oh, has she?
Do you want me to roll it twice?
It's up to you whether you roll it twice.
I'll take with 16, thanks.
I did use it before. So 16 damage.
Yeah.
It's got four armour as well. Okay, you smack it in the eye. So where you hit it, there's a kind of a sweety squish and a thud, and there's a horrible squeal, and the thing just drops to the floor.
What a waste of good vodka.
That's embarrassing.
What the hell was that?
We don't have to fight everything with drinks, do we? We have to load ourselves up with a whiskey drink and a lager drink and
it's got no
well, as long as it doesn't get up again, we're fine.
Yeah, all right, well, Roger, or should I say...
Norma.
Norma, it's your turn.
I'm... Two things. One, I have a small flashlight on my equipment, so I'm making sure I have that in one hand.
Yes.
Two, I will ready to hit it with my notions of feminism, but failing that, I will look around for something in the cabin that looks heavy and hittable with a... Alarm clock, for example.
That guy,
an alarm clock would do just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Just something I can hold in one hand and use as a club.
Oh, yeah. There's a few things like that.
But I think that's probably... Between the two, that's probably what I'm doing this round.
There's probably a wedding present.
So you won't be in the jury just grabbing that.
For now, I'm picking things up.
Okay. 15...
I think so. You were trying to push me out of the way
and shout to the galley.
So I'm going to head into the galley. And I remember there being an axe.
There was an axe.
Is that somewhere prominent?
You. It's very dark, but you know where it was. It was
I'll fumble and I have a in lot. That direction.
Okay, you can take the axe off the wall.
Okay, I'm no good with an axe, but I know where the axe is, and I have
The important thing for your self-esteem is that you now have an axe.
Yes, exactly.
You're both in the galley.
I'm going to grab the largest sort of carving knife I can find.
Would you like this axe?
Cleaver with... checks his strength. Could do the axe, yeah.
I pass you the axe. I am a small, scrawny man.
Ah, right.
I pass
now,
you the axe.
When you're in the galley, there is a light up above. Now that's odd because it's actually pissing down and very wet, but there is light coming from the stairs above.
Mm.
And it's a kind of a flickering orangey light.
I don't like the look of that.
But you're more distracted by the giant alligator man on the stairs coming down.
Ah, another one! Alley.
Can I take out his knees? I realise that's a bit of a theme in some of my characters, but logically I'm likely to see them before his head.
Yes.
I'm going to attack his legs, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Right, when it comes round to me again, I'm going to get an axe him in. Gonna...
All right, Robert is probably getting out
of bed. Question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if there's time, I will wake him and give him a quick summary of what I've heard.
Lucy.
So Lucy is in the dark, hasn't eaten, isn't very happy.
Certainly sounds like
no, I'm bringing fish. I'm now throwing it in the alligator man.
Wow. What a shit.
What a self-critic.
Yeah.
It's not good enough for my wife.
My wife's not good enough for this fish.
I see it all now.
Yeah, equipment, sketchpad, pencils, fragile emotional state, like psychosis.
Okay.
What else do you need?
I'm grabbing my knife and my bag of raisins and my cigarettes and matches.
Robert.
Maybe they have a terrible raisin on
them. Lucy, what are you doing with your
equipment? I hate to say it, probably going to the bed... Getting under the covers, pulling the covers over me.
It is a classic.
Yeah.
It's well known, nothing can get through bedclothes.
You went to bed, you'd secured it, the storm was arriving, but you were quite happy, everything was secure.
Okay, good.
You're being shaken awake by Norma.
Oh!
Who says...
Sounds as if there's something out there with our friends.
Well, okay.
I have a small flashlight in one hand and something heavy like an alarm clock maybe in the other.
What did you hear?
There's been a lot of crashing and banging and something large just hit the floor.
I think that Graham did shout it's an alligator at one point.
Yes.
You may have heard that. Lucy scream, that's mainly what woke you up.
Okay, wait here, lovey. I'm going to go have a look.
No.
No?
I'm already up.
You're at, oh.
Things are in hand.
Oh. Okay. All right. Well. Come.
Stay with
the,
me.
The trouble is. Yes. Okay. Yes. Don't worry, Tubbs. It will work.
All right. Let's go find out what's happened.
Sure,
You expect the nurse to deal with trauma rather than inflict it.
I mean, the cause wasn't specific.
No, it is very, very open to interpretation, I suppose.
I am Penelope Pitstop.
Well,
hey!
Okay, so let's go back to the top. This thing starts coming down the stairs.
Well, it can't have got a... I don't know that the other one's down to us, so it can't possibly have got around it ahead of us that fast. This must be another one. Which means we're being swarmed. I'm going to try and take its legs out from under it, because that's all I can hit.
You're pretty sure. Okay, so back to the top of the round.
Yep.
You're in the galley. An alligator thing is coming. It's not
take
even
this flashlight. Like
a proper nautical thing of turning where they're coming down. It's just coming down the stairs.
Does its tail get in the way?
Mm.
And not make it forward?
To see whether it makes it...
When it actually goes off.
Well, if its belly is exposed more, then...
New suitcase.
It does seem to manage it, sort of wobbling down.
I mean, whatever is exposed.
Well, its underbelly will be exposed, won't it?
That's what.
So what are you hitting it with?
Along with other axe.
Which I grabbed and I passed to him immediately.
We've swapped.
Bigger than me.
Wow. Realise I'd be better off with that, and obviously you need the torch because I've got two hands on fire.
Let's have an axe.
So it turns out that there was a poor decision on your part, actually, Graham. 99 isn't the worst I could have rolled, let's be fair. It is, however, very close.
Let's have a luck roll from Graham.
23, yes!
Okay.
You duck the axe
this
that
thing
spins
comes down
round.
The stairs. You just...
I'm just going for that calming
round. You notice
the
swing and think, hang on, he's... And then you duck and there's a whistle above the back of your head as the axe embeds itself into the wall.
Steady on.
But luckily you've always fancied joining a monastic order.
okay.
Friar, duck! So...
That was a bad shot.
A tonsure that you weren't expecting.
Now your axe is stuck in the wall. Dex 17? 16?
Yep.
Okay, what are you two doing?
Opening the door and taking a look.
Okay. Alright, we'll start with you this time, as we stopped with you last time. You open the door. There is a prostrate alligator creature thing on the floor. You have a flashlight, don't you?
Yes.
That's unfortunate for you because you're going to have to make a sanity roll.
Fair enough. I've seen worse in the war.
Okay.
She probably was.
Yes.
How are you, maybe?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you? Yeah, okay. It is on the floor, it's bleeding out of his eye, there's glass splinters, it is not moving. But to your left, coming down the stairs, there is one looking very much like it.
My plan is to punch it.
Okay, it's got very big teeth.
Hardcore.
There's a Robert kneeling down in front of it. And an Alan stood
no,
in front.
This is a different one.
Oh, is this another one?
They're at the other end of the ship.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
We're out of sight of the galley.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, all right.
To be fair, you're not far from... No, it's fine. This will be
the third one you've seen. Okay. So are you running up to it, or are you squaring off in the doorway?
I will stay in the doorway and plan to hit it as it comes past, it comes to me. Well, I'm calling back over my shoulder, yep,
you're
alligator creature.
Cabin further down than
yeah.
You bring your service pistol,
hub nearest to the. Because
okay.
We're the one nearest to the.
Robert's a bit later in the round.
No, we're the other side. So we're the one nearest to the door. We're just going to go past our door.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I'm not going to open the door because I'm hidden underneath.
Yes.
And I'm basically
that would be giving up your defences, wouldn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
Behind the creature. It is, the reason it's quite easy to spot is it's outlined in an orange glow.
Also fire.
Do I hear this?
That's what yes. that line
you,
is.
Well, you're with an open door.
No,
literally
my door's not
along.
I went back into it.
You
into
went
the
back
cabin.
Oh, you actually shut the door again?
I went back into the cabin. The door's went shut.
You've got a smashed bottle in your hand.
I might keep it. Might come in
Look
handy.
Out, he's got a broken milk carton.
However, I've got a big knife, haven't I?
You have.
Big a bag top. Of raisins.
And I've got a palette knife.
I stuffed the bag of raisins in my pocket. I put the empty vodka bottle in my left hand. It's still sharp.
Jump overboard and swim for safety.
Tempted.
And pick my big knife up.
Okay. You open the door.
What if I'm married?
Oh, lovely.
Oh.
We need an input. Your darling, beautiful wife has opened the door.
Yes.
Shone her flashlight into the corridor.
Yeah.
Looked back over her shoulder and said, "Giant alligator man, honey, bring your service revolver."
Another one.
Another one. Yeah.
And then after a few seconds, also fire.
Yeah, so I've got my handgun with me.
See, that's an ambiguous thing to say.
Yeah.
Bring your service revolver.
Let him have it.
So I'm going to aim.
Okay, shoot. Go up.
Can I see this thing's eyes or belly?
If she moves out of the way a little bit, you'd either have to move back into the cabin or out into the corridor.
Okay, are you going to tell me what you're doing?
He's pulled his gun out.
I've pulled my gun out, and I've said, move out of the way, honey.
Okay, so I'm facing the other way, but I can hear that. So I will drop on the spot.
Okay, she drops to the floor.
Okay.
This is why you married her.
33 for my handgun, 35.
Very good, mm-hmm. You hit.
Better than me in a fire.
A sanity roll, though, because it's a terrifying creature.
Yes,
it's a giant, slathering alligator creature man.
That's walking over the body of another one.
You have
four. Wow.
You two, oh my god, you won the whole war single-handedly.
When the Japs invaded Hawaii, it didn't get into the history books.
there's a reason, Norma, and you are married. She drops the floor, you pop it. Let's have a D10 damage.
Yes. Seven.
Staggers back. You may know. Yeah,
do you need a hand, Shauna?
No. I was just going to fill up my wine.
We're just going to finish this and count, and then there's some food too.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to...
Well,
I hear the gun.
Yes,
shot.
So I think Robert was last to go, except then the creature lunges down the corridor.
Oh.
So it staggers back and then it leaps forward.
Do I hear it go past?
Yes, but it's very quick.
Doesn't matter. I can open my door and follow it.
Okay, you can do that, yes. It leaps towards... Well, both of you really. You're both in the same kind of space.
Take
them
out every time.
I'm going to say on a 1 to 5, it's aiming up at Robert. On a above that, it's aiming down at Norma. It's aiming at Robert. It jumps towards you. Oh, these guys suck. okay. And it smacks into the wall just next to you. It
almost like it's not
over.
Designed for wandering around
on a boat.
Narrow
it doesn't
boats.
Look very well designed, it's true. It sort of staggers sideways. Let's go back to the top of the... sorry.
I didn't do anything this round.
No, I've just opened my door.
I do apologize.
Okay.
Yes,
when I hear the gunshot,
still hiding under
I'm hiding under the thing. I am now screaming.
Yes, there is a lot of screaming going on.
Yeah.
Right, let's start. You've got the higher deck, and you.
No, I've got the higher deck.
No.
Okay, you're 16. Well, you, yes, yeah. So
you,
it leaped past you, smacked into the wall, just beside Robert and Norma, who seemed to be some kind of ninja fighting team.
Okay.
Not previously expected.
I have my big knife in my right hand. I'm going to try stabbing it under the armpit and up, because that's a soft bit.
That is a very good...
I've married Jim Bowie.
let's
study the human form, darling.
It's not a human form.
I haven't got a knife attack.
There
it's not.
Will be one of the bases. You're much better. You're much 25. More used to like being two-handed.
Well, why did you give me a knife?
Well, you carry a knife, but you are used to hitting things with big mallets.
Yeah, I know.
In which case, then
I'll use a knife like a mallet.
Why
sculpt it?
Because I haven't got a mallet with me.
If you, you haven't taken a mallet on a boat. There is like a boat, for instance. But
I've not got that with me.
You're not.
Only 25 attacks.
Boat hooks on
13. Do I hit?
13.
Give you a bit of distance.
What damage do I do?
What did you hit it with? Your knife?
Yeah.
A d6 plus your damage bonus. And I'm going to halve it.
Five. Five.
Okay. All right. You jam it up. There's a kind of a squish. Blood runs down onto your hand, and it makes a kind of very peculiar sound. I don't know if you ever stabbed an alligator with a knife.
No, I've never stabbed an alligator with a knife.
Okay,
no.
Well, it makes the sort of noise, kind of, oh!
Oh, kind of noise. Oh, that hurt.
Wilhelm Goebbels.
That chafes. There's a bit of chafe in there.
Don't do that.
Sorry.
Humanistic.
There is a kind of human quality to it, which is disturbing, because it's not human.
Obviously not, no.
It's a man in a suit.
But I do know that poking them in the eye with a vodka bottle works, so that's my next move.
Poking wasn't so much as jamming it and twisting it.
Yeah, well, that worked.
That was an incredible shot. then the... Oh, you get to go first. The thing has come down the stairs. Yeah. There is a fire axe buried just above your head. You picked up a knife.
Yeah, I think I'm probably flinging this knife at the you know, clashing jaws of this thing.
Okay. I mean, there is...
Are you in any way skilled at knife throwing?
I'm not in any way skilled at anything.
Well, I was. As far as I'm aware, I'm still attached to the other end of the fire axe, so I'm standing having swung missed.
If he is in the way, I will not do that.
He's not entirely in the way.
You could lunge past me.
I could try and lunge past.
It would be safer for Alan if you lunged.
Could I lunge past the alligator?
You just want to get out, don't
you?
That's a suggestion. Let's have a dodge roll.
Assuming there's not more up there.
Well, if there are, then I've got another problem. But no, I cannot.
Okay, you sort of push into it, and it turns to you because you have presented an excellent target to it, Alan. It tries to claw your face off.
No, I need that.
That's where I'm making my best bits.
Where I've got my meals.
95.
I defend my face so frantically that it is unable to mark.
It's a bit shocked because you come in at a funny angle. And it's like, there are kind of, you get crocodile saliva all over your face. Right in front of you, and the claws scramble at your clothes.
It bites on the metal of the knife, and that's a terrible feeling for your teeth, you know.
Right, back to the top of the round. Alan, the fire is intensifying up above.
The fire axe is presumably buried quite well. A listen roll? Well, I wasn't expecting that. I roll 25. I have a listen of, coincidentally, 25!
Well done, you bet. Despite all the screaming and the yelling and the hollering and the shouting, at the back of the boat, there is kind of a crackling noise about where the generator was.
Oh.
The petrol generator.
So, is the, you know, when this axe went in, did it really go in?
You're going to have to make a strength check to pull it out again.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Shot.
I'm on my way, honey.
And once I pull it out, then that's my go for...
That's, you're going to have to spend...
You might hit it on the backswing.
Right. Yeah, I couldn't just sort of try and pull and swing and accidentally... No, that's a terrible idea. I will... you just lunge past me and run into it, so I will leap forward and try to tackle it.
What's the what?
What's the rate of fire of a revolver?
I don't know, I haven't got one.
I haven't on this character. I might have on another character.
Because I think you might get quite a shot, Robert.
Oh, 38 revolver.
At the very least, it's one per round with a revolver, but I think it might be two.
It's a 38.
But you've only got six shots, obviously.
Two, you get another shot at the end of the round.
Eight.
Before this happens, so have another hop.
Please don't hit me.
35.
Bang on.
No pun intended.
It's a great shot. So this is the one that
I'm sticking.
Gloria?
You Glenda. Wrote this character, Glenda.
Thank you. Glenda has just come out, stabbed it in the armpit. It turns to her, presents a great target. You shoot it again.
Yeah. D10. Please kill it.
Wait.
That's a D8.
Less damage. It yowls, a horrific yowl, and drops to the floor.
I'll pull my knife out.
Now,
Yeah, well, as I've noticed that...
the other party's doing much better than you.
As Graham appears to be heroically trying to grapple it, I'm going to obviously help, so I'm just going to leap forward and try and punch this thing with an uppercut, because I'm not going to waste my time trying to get, you know, a weapon.
Fair enough, you'll get an attack in this round.
And I roll a 64. I know off the top of my head I've only got 50 in punch.
Oh, it's basically a group hug in the galley where you're all kind of jostling around.
Scrum!
Each other. Dex 16, which I think is both of you.
Yep.
Let's have Tina first this time.
I check behind me on the steps. Is there anything coming down the steps?
You see, as the thing goes to the floor, it lets out a howl. There is another shape on the back. You see it outlined by flames.
Okay.
And then it disappears and you hear a splash.
Okay, that one's gone. Fire. On deck.
I don't know what it would kind of be. Let's have an operate boat roll for you while we're here. While
So
I take it it's still absolutely pissing down with rain.
Your head falls off.
It's still absolutely bouncing down with rain.
Yes, it is.
Okay, where's the fire?
Out above on the back of the deck somewhere.
Okay, I've got mechanical repair and operate heavy machinery above base.
Okay.
Does that give me any more idea about where it is?
Yeah, it's it looks like the whole back of the deck's on fire, but particularly the generator
with the fuel.
With the fuel.
Okay. I think she's gonna go boom. We maybe want to go out the front.
Jump off the ship.
Well, it's the generator's on fire.
Yeah, alright. Well,
you think
maybe that's why it's not producing
diesel rather than petrol, so it might not actually explode.
I mean,
it's still not great.
It's still not great.
To be fair, if that won't be on fire then.
No, I was going to say diesel won't burn.
Diesel doesn't burn.
In that case, forget what I just said.
Okay.
Well, the generator can still be on fire. But it probably won't explode.
Is that electrical fire?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's right. I've got plenty of water to throw on that.
But you have got petrol that drives the boat.
Yeah. Okay.
More likely to be petrol than diesel.
And it's just generally simpler if you keep one fuel for everything.
Let's ignore what the scenario says then. Let's say it's a petrol engine. It is going to explode. Or at least it's going to go up quite a lot.
All right, so I start grabbing life raft floaties, presuming we have some.
How cheap was this rental?
Let's have a look, Rob.
It was in Florida.
It was a cheap-ass Florida rental.
No.
From Honest Al.
You don't need something to stop you from drowning, because the gators will get you long before you take your last breath.
Okay, you've done a perimeter check of the ship.
Yeah.
You made sure you knew where they were, because it's in your first boat.
Yeah.
There are a D6 life jackets on board.
I'm going to ask you to not roll the one.
Five.
Thank you.
Oh, well, there's five of us. That's fine.
I'll swim. I don't need one.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
There are five of you because somebody's still in a bed.
What?
Cowering.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. Okay.
Somebody has to go get Lucy.
So you basically you haven't done your whole action yet. You've looked at, you've seen this splash. This is just something you realised. So
there's some more of them in the area though. One just went off the side.
Oh, God.
Can we get out the back?
Yeah.
I mean, you might be able to do something about the fire.
Yeah, I might go up and see if I can do anything about the fire then.
Okay, the whole back deck is ablaze. The generator is ablaze. The sun deck that you're on
is ablaze.
They have deliberately, I mean, that's not coincidence. They've deliberately somehow set fire to the boat.
The fact that it's all covered in varnish has probably been a contributing factor.
In the rain.
I mean, it...
If it's heavy rain, it'll actually get
put out. Exactly. You're not sure that the whole thing's going to explode.
Because there's raining a lot.
Yes, exactly. The thing is on fire. And you also notice as you get out the back, you are drifting.
Oh.
You are no longer tied.
We're adrift.
That was the role that Robert failed to notice.
They cut the line.
We're adrift, I say.
Or bitten through them.
How can they cut the lines of animals, man?
They're bitten through them.
Okay.
Shall
we stop? Because we're now adrift. What's happening?
We have to bring it slightly to a close because as that creature howls, the thing that you're both fighting turns and scurries back up the stairs.
But we were just—it was just a hug, Matt. Did, no
what,
consent.
The thing I shot?
No, you killed that.
No, we killed.
We just hugged ours, rather ineffectively.
Oh, right, yeah.
Scurries up.
The story will be, however, that we managed to fight it off.
And you are adrift, going down the river. That would be a good place to stop.
Okay.
So just I noticed Chim's stepped out. Tea's ready, I presume.
Yes. Yeah. Tea's ready. Okay.